What if you could find work that was meaningful, but didn't come with a standard toxic corporate workplace culture? At Palmtree, we think we have exactly that, and our colleagues would agree. We're a consulting firm focused on the world of private equity and M&A. We do good work, and we're proud of that. But we also invest heavily into building a people-first culture. The investment in our people has resulted in high retention numbers across the firm since we started in 2010. If accounting, strategy, analytics, banking, and working with the world's smartest and kindest people sounds like the kind of work you'd enjoy, consider applying for a role at Palmtree. Visit our careers page at palmtreellc.com or find the link in this episode's show notes for more information.
In this episode, I walk through the seven deadly sins of a resume writing. Look, at Management Consulted, we've spent 15 years not just reviewing, not just advising, but actually rewriting resumes. It was the first thing I ever did when I joined the company, and it's something that we love to do day in, day out. We like to take your stories, two pages, heaven forbid, longer than that, and create a one-page, condensed, punchy, focused, impactful version of the truth. It's exactly what you never knew you had the ability to say for yourself. And in this episode, we walk through the seven issues that we see every day in our resume writing service and how you can avoid them when you're preparing your consulting resume for McKinsey, Bain, BCG, and more. Enjoy. Your consulting resume is the key to getting in the door at top firms like McKinsey, Bain, BCG, Deloitte, Accenture, and more. Our team has worked with thousands of consulting candidates over the past 15 years. And trust me, we have seen some terrible resumes. We've also seen a bunch of great ones, and we've taken many of them from terrible or good all the way to great in our resume writing process. See, our resume writing process is a little different than other folks. We don't just tell you what to do. We actually get into the nitty-gritty. And today, instead of walking through our full resume writing process, I'm just going to tell you seven mistakes that you can avoid in your resume so that you can DIY a great resume for consulting. If you want to put together a McKinsey resume, a Bain resume, a BCG resume, these are the seven mistakes you have to make sure you avoid. Number one, 2+ pages. The firms have finally gotten honest about what they're looking for. A couple of years ago, they used to say, if you're an advanced degree candidate, we can interpret your 17-page resume. And what they were saying was, please apply. We would still love to have you. Now they're like, please apply. We would still love to have you. However, we want to see a one-page resume from you. So for those of you who are coming from a background or from international experience where you were elucidating on all of the things that you ever did on your resume, this is not going to work for consulting. They're looking through 500 resumes for 60 interview slots. A 2-page resume is an automatic disqualification. So you have to make sure that you're telling the compelling parts of your story in only one page. If you don't know how to do that, we can help. Number two, use jargon or insider language. Consulting firms love those of you who are technical, engineers, scientists, PhDs. However, they do not need to know that you are an expert in your field by you making them feel like they don't understand your resume. They need to see instead that you're able to translate technical information to its commercial applications. Did you do a tremendous amount of data analysis? Great. But how did it help a company, an organization, a university, a scientist solve an actual problem? They're looking for the context, the actions, and the results in one sentence of your entire background and experience. And it can feel like you're minimizing what you did. You're not. You're actually maximizing the impact by removing the jargon and removing the insider language and getting straight to the point. Number three. It's essential that you include impact. So it's a huge mistake when people leave out the impact of their actions. In the real world, nobody does research for the fun of it. Sorry, university people. But the key issue here is that when they're translating what you've done, you have to not just say that you analyzed a bunch of data or that you looked at a lot of things. The emphasis is not on how much work you did. It's how much impact you had. And so we use at Management Consulted the CAR approach, both in our storytelling and also in our resume writing: context, action, results. You have to include the impact, and ideally that impact will be defined by a number. If you can't define the impact with a number, you have to still make sure, with no exceptions, that every single bullet point on your resume has a number in it. If it doesn't, it gets canned. So you have to think about, hey, how can I tell this story in a way that's more vivid, that includes the context, the actions, and ideally, not the research for research's sake, but specifically the results. Mistake number four, not showing transferable skills. Look, you may have come from a religion major background, but I still need to know that you're going to like the job. I need to see somewhere on your resume, maybe in your leadership experience or your work experience, that you've done the things that are transferable. Now, a banking internship or a consulting internship is not all that I'm talking about here. I'm talking about skills, and that could just be using Excel to analyze insights for an organization that you're a part of. It could be developing a PowerPoint presentation and presenting it to a senior board level of a nonprofit. It can be working on things like leadership, analytics, insights, and focusing on the research, the analytics, the Excel, the data piece of anything that you've done, even if it wasn't in your major coursework.
Having a killer consulting resume is no longer optional. It's a must in today's tough market. Set yourself apart from the pack with a Management Consulted resume edit. You'll get your resume edited by a former McKinsey, Bain, or BCG consultant. They'll go through every word, line, and bullet on your resume to ensure it tells your unique story in the most compelling way possible. Get your edit today at the link in this episode's show notes.
Number five, using images or funky fonts. These are elegant boardrooms that you will be walking into, not kitschy places that are looking for a last minute TikTok splash. We like what you're looking for, but we're focusing on the substance of your experience, not the flair. Don't put pictures. Don't put funky fonts. Don't make your resume stand out for all of the wrong reasons. You want somebody to get a quick read with the gravitas that you're going to bring to the job. And so any of those flair issues will minimize the gravitas that you actually carry. In addition, it's really important that you use common fonts that are familiar. In fact, we even specifically recommend serif fonts. They look a little bit more grave, bold, and mature versus sans serif fonts. Number six, this should go without saying, but we see it once a day, literally. And these are people who think that they've given us the best version of their resume already. Inconsistent formatting. Consultants have to be nailing issues down for companies down to the penny. If we are off on our projections, we're off on our insights, we're off on the impact, we're off on the entire future of a multi-billion dollar organization. Mistakes have consequences inside consulting, and your mistakes on your own resume reflect that you are not detail oriented. What am I talking about? Same font throughout the entire thing, same spacing in between absolutely every entry, same color, same tabs, same angles. Everything has to be exactly the same as you're working through the resume. So we go through with an eagle eye and we look at each and every line, as well as zooming out to the big picture, to make sure that your formatting and your process that you built the structure of your resume on is exactly consistent with no margin for error. Number seven, including a summary or a profile section. Look, we know that you want the job, but the resume is not the place to use precious real estate to tell me that this is the job that you want. I can make the assumption, because I'm intelligent, that if you were applying to my job, you probably want the job. So instead, don't waste the time telling and retelling your story. Just tell me the story. Give me the core basics of a great resume, which includes a upfront section with your core information of how they can contact you, then your education, your experience, and your leadership, followed by a fourth and final section, which is personal and fun facts. All of those four sections will be in different orders depending on where you are. For example, I've been out of my MBA for 5 years. I've been out of undergrad for too many years to count. And so I wouldn't put those first. They're not the material piece of why somebody would hire me. So those of you that are in school, however, your education is going to go at the top. But you just want to make sure that you're not wasting space and time with a summary that will not drive impact. Here's the exception to that. If you are an experienced hire going for an expert track role, not a generalist role, but an expert track role at one of the main consulting firms, at McKinsey, at Bain, at BCG, at Accenture, at Deloitte, at PwC, then, and especially then, it actually would be helpful to have a summary because they'll want to know in one line what your expertise actually entails. Here's the bottom line. The message that you're looking to send with your resume is this. This is my resume exactly as it will look when I leave consulting in 5 years or 10 years. I already understand your culture. I understand your message. I understand your way of communicating. I am one of you. That's what you're messaging with a resume here. And consultants are efficient, effective, numbers-driven people. And if you can communicate in an efficient, effective, numbers-driven way, your resume will hit home inside the organizations that you are targeting. If you need help preparing your resume, or as an aside, your cover letter too, we also see terrible ones of those, in the process of applying for consulting, please, 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 we would love to help you. We have very affordable resume writing services by some of the best in the business, and we will touch absolutely every line of your resume to make sure it's the best that it can be. The resume writing service is an incredible opportunity for you to not tell someone else's story, but to tell your story in the most effective, the most numbers-driven, the most clear, and the most powerful way. We'd love to work with you, and we're so grateful that you took the time to listen to this content so that you can have the best resume possible for consulting. Thanks for listening to our 7 Deadly Sins of Consulting Resumes podcast episode. If you enjoyed this, we've got more for you. So please make sure that you subscribe and get more access to Strategy Simplified. In addition, we'd love for you to leave us comments, share with a friend. And of course, if you have a great idea or even want to come on an episode of Strategy Simplified, we would love to have you. You can just reach out team@managementconsultant.com.